story, and it is a great one when it comes to football in Germany. This is Bundesliga 2, FC St. Pauli coach who has taken over for a club legend, Timo Schulz. His name is Fabian Hertzeller. He's only 30 years of age, and since taking over, they have won 8 straight matches.
Well, Fabian, you replace a head coach that's kind of a legend at St. Pauli, and Timo Schulz, as a very young man. When you initially got approached about the job, what went through your mind?
Yeah, at first I want to say that I had a really good time with Timo Schulz, the head coach in former times before me, and I was his assistant coach, and I really liked to work with him. We had a really good time with a lot of nice events, with a lot of nice games, so I really appreciate working with him. And yeah, when a club asked me to get, at first, like the interims coach, so at first the club asked me to take over as an interims coach, and I said of course yes, because I think I have the responsibility for the success of the club. So I'm in a position, or I was in a position, to help the club, and if the club asked me, of course I said yes, because like I said, I'm in a position to help them. And I was not thinking about, okay, do I feel prepared for the situation, or do I feel prepared as a person for this tough situation? I didn't think about this too much, because I was really in my working mode. So I start working immediately. I try to analyze a lot of things with my staff and with my coaching team. So we analyzed what can we do better, what can we improve. And so we get in a working mode like really fast, so I can't think about the situation too much.
He's Fabian Hertzeller, the head coach of St. Pauli in the German Bundesliga 2. He's only 30 years old. And you know, to go from an assistant coach, where, you know, your role is very different, to being a head coach and now being the man with the ultimate decision, I can't think that's an easy thing to do. How did you handle that?
Yeah, my first speech to the team was that I said to them, okay, I'm still Fabian, so I won't change. My character won't change, because I want to be authentic, and I won't change my personality. So of course I had a really good relationship to them, and also a very trustful relationship. And I think at the first weeks it helps me a lot, because we had a lot of discussions also with the players, also with the experienced players, and we were really honest to each other. So I told them, I know that you feel a bit like it's not a typical situation for them. Now I'm the head coach, I was the assistant coach, so it's also for them not an easy situation. But I think the best way to deal with it was to be honest with them, and to talk about their thoughts. What do they feel? What's their thinking about the situation? And so we had quite very trustful and very honest discussions with each other, and it helps us a lot. And yes, I didn't change, but the only thing what changed was that I'm now the coach, I'm the person who makes decisions, and who also has to make hard decisions for some players. And I also told them, so my acting was really honest. So I was honest to them. I said, okay, I'm still Fabian, but I'm now the coach who makes tough decisions, and it might hurt some of you, but you have to deal with it. And that was the first ways and the first actings what I did at the beginning.
He's Fabian Hertzeller. He's the head coach of St. Pauli. This is a wonderful opportunity for us. You know, you got to manage a whole roster now. I would imagine you had a lot of experience dealing with players that weren't getting into the first team, that had challenges, that had desires that were getting unfulfilled. So I would think that's good preparation for managing an entire roster.
No, so I think that, of course, I had in my former times, I had good experience in different clubs. So I started in a very unprofessional club called Pippinsried. It was here in Germany, and near to Munich. It's a real unprofessional club. It was in the fifth division, and we made it to the fourth division. But I worked with players who worked beside playing soccer. So that was my first experience. The second experience was that I trained with youth kids. So I also worked for a school camp, a football school camp. And I worked with like 6 years old children, with 10 years old children. And this also was a really good experience for me as a coach, yeah, to deal with young children, to look at their behaviors, to see what do they need, and what is their motivation. And this helps me also a lot to deal with the players now. And afterwards, I was I worked for the German Association as an under-20 assistant coach. And of course, German Association, very, very professional. So high standards, very good players, the best of Germany in their youth or in their age. And there was also experience to see how really professional players work. So how also is it to be in a professional team? Big stuff, a lot of stuff to handle a big team, because to handle the staff is also a very important thing or important the job a coach has to do. So I got a lot of experience from different ages, from different standards. And then I worked here for São Paulo 2.5 years as an assistant coach. So yeah, I got experiences from all different areas, and it helps me a lot. But I won't say that I have a clear, I think you can't deal with players in the same way. So they're all different characters, and you have to treat them like individuals, and you have to get behind the players, because behind the players, they're all like persons, and you have to know what each person needs. And I think that's the best way to describe my way to deal with the players, or to treat them as persons. Yes.
I'm sure you're probably tired of hearing everybody say you're a young coach, because you just exemplified all the practice that you've put into place. But there is a good question, and that is, you know, why and when, I guess, when did you decide you wanted to get into the management, the coaching side of it? How early? Was that something you kind of knew pretty early?
I think yes. So when I was a player, I always was a player who take a lot of responsibility. I was a captain almost in every team. And that's why I had a special connection to my coaches. And I watched the game from a different point of view. I reflect the game from a different point of view, not only as a player, also like in discussions with my former coaches. So I discussed with them, how was the game? How do you see it? How do you see the dynamics of the game? And that was really interesting for me. So I started this really early. And that's why I won't say that it surprised me to get a coach. But of course, actually, it was planned. I planned to be a professional soccer player. And I ended my career then I was 20, 21, 22. So it was clear for me, my passion is soccer. Yeah, and it's my hobby, and I can do it to my job. So it fits perfectly. So yeah, I'm really happy to work in a soccer business, because yeah, it's my passion, and I want to do it my whole life.
Fabian Hürzeler, he's the head coach of St. Pauli in Germany. You know, for my listeners, Fabian, I know of St. Pauli for a long time, but talk to them about how important the club is in the city, the passion, the amount of fans you get, and then take that into, does that make you feel pressure and a responsibility to deliver?
So I don't feel pressure. I think I put pressure on my own, or the pressure I put on my own is the maximum you can have. So I don't feel pressure from outside. It doesn't reach the level I put on my own. So that's why I know there's a lot of responsibility. I know it, because it's a really, really huge club in Germany. It has a high impact in the social media also here. In not only in Hamburg, it's also international, and especially in Germany. And it's a big club, so of course there's responsibility, but I don't feel that I have to deliver for anybody. I have the feeling that I have to deliver for the club, because the club is the most important thing. And I deliver for the success of the club, and that's what I try to focus on, because in soccer you can't influence everything. You can't influence everything. There are so many things where you can't expect or you can't plan them. So you have to focus on these things, what you can influence on the pitch. And I try to do a lot of content with the team and to keep working on it. And one thing I think, what a special, for your listeners, is that São Paulo is a club with very important values, also in the society. So for example, they bring politics or they do politics in the stadium. So they were one of the first clubs to bring it to the stadium and know it, that it's a stage. It's a stage to bring these values to the people here in the world or to the people in Germany. So for example, against racism, against sexism. So these are things where I also can identify with, because I also think that's very important to stand together or to do or to make and to bring attention to these values. And I think São Paulo does this very nice. So I can completely identify with this.
Fabian Hurzeler, he's the head coach of St. Pauli in Germany. It's a Bundesliga 2. They're undefeated since he took over. Look, you took over at a tough time. A legendary person in the club loses his job. You take over at a tough time. Confidence is an important potion. It's something that we all want to acquire, but it's not always easy to acquire. How did you rebuild that with the group of players once you took over?
I think that's one of the most important things in soccer. I just read an article where Sir Alex Ferguson said that 80% happens in the head. And I think that's absolutely true. So I started, like I said, you have to know the players very well. You have to know their characters very well. And then you have to bring them back their trust in their own strengths, their trust in their own weapons. And that was one of the biggest things. So I tried to convince them that they are still good. Yeah, they had high expectations, or they have high expectations on their own. And they can't do this in the first part of the season. So of course the confidence was low, but my job was to rebuild this. So I worked with a lot of them in an individual way. So I showed them training scenes. I showed them scenes where they did it well in the past, and I keep working with them on the pitch or every day. So it was always like working on the pitch and show them afterwards scenes and show them positive scenes and talk to them like positive. Don't talk to them negative. Try to focus on the momentum and not on the past. So we see it also like a challenge that we can't made the expectations from the club or from their own, but we see it as a challenge. And like this, I said it also to them. So it was a big, big thing to bring back to the players their confidence, because like I said, it's like footballers 80% in the head, and it was very important. And the other side was, of course, that we did a reanalysis of the season. And of course, we have a lot of content where we can work on it. And that's what I said, that I went immediately in the work mode. So we did a lot of content at the beginning where to improve. And I think it's also that we weren't fixed on the results. I also said to my team, keep on focusing on the process. Don't try to focus too much on the results, because if you keep focusing on the process, the results will come. And if we say we must win and we must score goals, then it won't happen. If we focus on the process and we focus on the content, what we want to train and where we want to improve, then I think then the results will come.
Fabian Hurzeler joining us here, St. Pauli coach. Look, you're somebody who's very into the tactics. I'm assuming a lot of that might have been gathered when you were at Bayern Munich as a young man. Take us into that a little bit and that influence.
Yeah, I had great coaches. in my soccer career, and I took a lot from them. So of course, you always have to have your own philosophy. I think that's the most important point. But it's like a puzzle. You can take pieces out from this philosophy. You can take pieces out from this philosophy. But in the end, you have to create your own philosophy. And there are two things what are really important for me is that you can't bring your philosophy to a club because sometimes the players aren't available. So you always have to see what players are there. So what players or what is their weapon? And are there players who want to go in the second ball? Or are there players who want to play soccer from the back? Are there a lot of players who play one against one? Are there a lot of players who want to be near the ball? So you have to see what fits perfectly to the players, because São Paulo is a club who develops the players, and São Paulo is not a club who can where I can say, okay, I want this and this player, and it will happen, because there's no the money is not, or the budget is not big enough to do this. So you have to see, or you have to work with the players who are there, and that's my point of view, that you have to see, okay, in which places, in which area they feel like comfortable and they feel well, because only if they feel comfortable on the pitch, they can bring the performance. Then the next thing is, what is also for me important is that there is like a clear structure. Yeah, you need a clear structure in the team. You need a clear hierarchy. How you see it, and you know what I mean? Yeah, you need a clear hierarchy in the team. That is also important. Then it's also important that you're fit, you have to be in a good condition. That's a very big point. And then in the end, you can talk about also about tactics. But the things like that the players feel good, that the players feel comfortable, that you have a clear structure. And the third point is like the condition of the players. And then you can talk about tactics. And to answer your questions is that I get a lot of tactics from each coach. So I also had like coaches in Bayern Munich. I was able to train with Jupp Heynckes, for example. I was able to train also a little bit with Erik ten Hag. I like to watch games. I really love to watch soccer, for example. I watch Jurgen Klopp, I watch Tuchel, I watch Pep Guardiola, I watch Nagelsmann, and I like to watch soccer. And of course, if you watch a lot of soccer, then like I said, you get some pieces out of it. But in the end, it's important which player is here, which player fits to the other players, and which formation is the best where you players who are available here in the club, which formation fits perfectly to the players who are here. And that's my thinking at first. And that's why you have to create the philosophy on these categories, and not like, okay, I have my philosophy and I bring it to the club. I think that doesn't work here in São Paulo. So, of course, I have a clear philosophy. I played for Bayern Munich like 10 years, and ball possession is one of the biggest things. So, of course, I want to have the ball, because if I have the ball, if my team has the ball, the opponents won't have any chance to score. So I want to act. I don't want to react. I don't want to be passive. I want to create chances by ball possession, not by transition. So that's what I can say. But especially in the second league, it's really, really tough. The games are like 50-50, and you also have to be very intensive against the ball. So if you don't work or don't be intense in training, you won't have any chance here in this second division, because there's like really, really intensity in the games. Then what I also learned is, for example, set pieces. Yeah, set pieces can be like game changers, can be match winner. It's also a big thing. So I learned a lot in the last 2.5 years when I was assistant coach, and it helps me now when I'm the head coach. But like I can say, deep, deep in my DNA is, of course, the philosophy, having the ball and finding solutions with the ball. It starts in the back. I don't want to play long balls. It starts in the back and it continues in the final third.
Fabian, I saw something where you were talking about that this St. Pauli may have gotten predictable and it was easy for opponents to scout you. Tactically in games, how much do you have to change now in the modern game? You know, away from what maybe are your basic starting point of principles, how much do you have to change now?
So I work a lot with principles, and principles are really important for me. So in the end, of course, you have a formation, but the formation is not the most important thing. The most important thing are the principles we work on, because there are so many different situations in the game where you can't prepare the team. But if they know the principle and they know to use the principle in the right moment, then every player knows what to do. So we're really, really working hard on the principles. So the principles always be the same. Of course, sometimes you have to adapt small things. If the opponents play with five in the back, if the opponents play with four in the back, if the opponents play with one number six, with two number six. So of course there are different spaces you can attack, and also against the ball there are different attacking drills from the opponents. So of course you have to prepare your team and you have to show it to them, but the principles will always be the same. And the principles gives the team a lot of orientation, also the individual player orientation, and it helps them the most. So that's why, in my opinion, it is very helpful to work with these principles and then to adapt small things from game to game. But the most important thing is that we want to continue with our process, that we want to improve in our style of play, and that's why we keep focusing a lot on us.
Fabian Hurseller, St. Pauli coach in German Bundesliga too. You know, I hear a lot of coaches now, even in press conferences after the game, using expected goals and all this data type terminology. How important is data to you? And at what point is there maybe too much data?
Yeah, in my opinion, it's too much data, of course. Even I would say I'm a young and a modern coach, but for me, it's too much data. And we lose the qualitative analyzing of the game. So we look at the data and we say, okay, they shot like, or they have an XG from 1.5 and they only shot one goal. So how can it happen? But I think they are important, especially for me, but reanalyzing after like 10 games, for example, you can use data. But for me, data is not so important. So I like to analyze games with my own eyes. Of course, sometimes it helps you to confirm something when you have a feeling. Then of course you look sometimes at data, but I'm not a fan of it, and I think that sometimes it's too much data. Yes.
Do you have any? You were born in Houston. Do you have any recollection of your time in Houston? I mean, does your memory go back that far as a little guy?
No. So I have a big family. And we did a lot of holidays or vacations in the United States when I was young. And that's why I like to be in the USA. I really enjoyed when I was there and with my family and doing vacations there, because for me, United States is, it's still my country. And I like the people who live there. I also like the MLS. So I follow the MLS, and I follow also the development and the process the soccer is doing at the moment in the United States. And I think more and more German players are going there. And also, like, for example, in St. Louis, the new team in the MLS is built up by Lutz Pfannenstiel. And I was in touch with him at former times. I worked with him in TSG Hoffenheim together. And yeah, I know some persons who worked with him or who work or help him building up St. Louis. So of course I follow it. And for example, in Philadelphia Union, it's also Ernst Tanner. Yeah, I was also in touch with him here. He was the chief from 86 Munich here in Germany. So I visited him in summer, and it was also very interesting to see their culture and to see their philosophy how they play. So of course, it's still like a big focus, and still like really feeling really familiar when I'm there. Yes.
Germans know their football. It's a great soccer playing country. We all know that, the passion around it. What are some of the impressions you get from people and on how they feel the game is in Major League Soccer and the quality of the game?
I think it's improving a lot. So also like technical stuff is improving. And I see it also like, I think the best example is how the United States play in the World Cup. For me, it was a clear structure, and you can clearly see how they wanted to play. And I think that's very important. And that's what I also see in the MLS. Yeah, and I just talked to a player who's now playing in the MLS, and I asked him what is the, if you compare it to the German, because he played here in the Bundesliga, and I asked him, and he say, the biggest thing here in Germany, they're sometimes really like cramped, so they want the success and they don't enjoy the real soccer. So, and he said that in the United States, the players and also all the companies, they really enjoy the game, because soccer is a game in the end. And sometimes here in Germany, they're like really focusing too much on the success. And yeah, this was his, and I think it really, really interesting opinion from him, yes.
Fabian, I want to thank you very much for your time. Excellent interview. Really, really enjoyed it. I want to wish you the best in your coaching career. You're certainly off to a great start. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for listening.